Pasuk brings down both sides. Talks about Pekudei. In case you're not aware, it's a double parsha this week for both sides, so Pekudei is this week's parsha. Vayoviyos HaMishkan El Moshe. They brought all the kelim, all the stuff, all the boards, everything together. El Moshe, Oavos, Fekol Kelim, Kross, Kross, Vekribricha, Vamuda, Vadana, they brought everything to Moshe. Says the Medrash Tanchuma. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I'll read the main parts. Kibben Shigamru Mirach HaMishkan, once they complete the Mirach of the Mishkan, all the work required to manufacture the Mishkan, HaYosho Mesapim, Emos HaTavu Shechina, V'tish Rebo. When can the Shechina come? When can it be finalized? For Mestar and HaKol, everyone's Mestar, Neisha Go Shor, Shechina Reyem, Mo'asu, Hochu Lehem, Eshach Megev, Amru Lehem, Mo'atim Yosho, what are you sitting here for? Hemidu Atem Esa Mishkan. Go pick up the Mishkan. Come on, put it together. And it was all, I guess, pieces. And it wasn't assembled, I guess. They tried to pick it up. This was the Chachmei Rav, right? The ones who, I guess, the architects, the ones who figured it all out. They couldn't do it. They couldn't figure it out. It didn't work. I don't know what that means exactly, but it didn't work. They couldn't put it together. They tried to pick it up. It falls down. Then he went to Basal and Oliyav, and Oliyav, they were the masterminds. And the same thing happened on Mohem, same situation. They tried, they couldn't do it, didn't work. Let me skip to the next paragraph. So what happened? Says the Medrash, why was it like that? Why couldn't they Maimid? Why couldn't they pick up the Mishkan? Not Chachmei Rav, not the Basal and Oliyav. What happened? Moshe Meitzar. Moshe was in pain. Moshe was felt very bad, very pained. He was not involved. He wasn't a partner at all in building the Mishkan, in the work for the Mishkan. Case, what does that mean? What wasn't he involved in? The money, the support, the financial support was given through Kal Yisrael. That was not Moshe Rabbeinu. Hamalacha, Nasis, and all the work to put all the, build all the kelim and the planks, the krushim, the parochas, whatever. Nasali b'tzal of Yogiyav. Chachmei Rav. That, the architects, the brains behind it all, the people who instructed to do it, they put it together. Lufisa, so Melfi had no chelik, not in the giving the money. They weren't the donors, they weren't the manufacturers. There was nothing, they didn't do anything. I'm sorry, Moshe didn't do anything. And because Moshe was Meitzar, there was such intense pain. I want to be part of this mitzvah, of this building, the house of HaKadosh Baruch, the base Hashem. Helam HaKadosh Baruch Mehem. Hashem took away from them, denied them, hid from them. They couldn't figure out how to do it. It didn't work. He took away that koach, the ability, the brains, whatever it is, to figure out how to put it up. Since they looked around, they couldn't figure out how to do it. Voyuchon Lamido. Nichnesu Kol Yisrael. They all came to Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, we went to the Chachmei Rav. We went to the B'sal and Ahliyav. Let's go to the top. We went to Moshe Rabbeinu. Amru, Moshe Rabbeinu. Kol ma shamar togano asinu. We did everything exactly to the T. We replicated, followed your instruction. V'chol ma shestivisanu. Retain uhotzi, whatever we gave to give. Nasanu hakol. We gave all the money, all the support, all the kelim. Right, kol v'achmanechan. Everything is here. Did we miss anything? Like, what happened? Everything's here. And they showed him everything. So what's going on over there? They're very upset. Again, so Moshe was first upset that he wasn't involved in the construction or the donation of the Mishkan. He had no chelek. Now, they come to Moshe Rabbeinu. They say, what's going on? We can't put it up. Next paragraph, Moshe Meitzer, Al Dover Zeh. Now Moshe was in pain a different time. This is number two. Pain number two, different pain. Moshe was upset that what? What was he upset about? That it wasn't me put up. It was the first time he was upset. The first time was because of the fact that he couldn't have a chelok in helping build it, helping construct it, helping donate for it. He felt I wasn't part of this tremendous opportunity. Now he hears what's gone on after it's built and it wasn't put together. It wasn't staying up. What's gone on? I guess, did we do anything wrong? Was not Zocha? Well, what happened? What did we do wrong? The questions they had, I guess, he couldn't answer. Right? Mel Sinu, they said, like, what did we do wrong? We did everything. What happened? So Moshe was very mistar that maybe there's some problem. Maybe there's something that's going on. Ad Shamu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, till Hashem says to him, Moshe, Rufisha Yisa Meitzar, because you were in Sar, right? There's, now we go back to the first Sar, right? Because you were in Sar, that you had no chelk in the Melech HaMishkan, that you couldn't participate in the donations and in the construction of the Mishkan, because of that, Rufikach, Oyachu, Othun Chacham Ramidon. Therefore, I didn't allow them, I didn't give them the wisdom and the schus, whatever it is, to be mine. They couldn't put up because of that. I withheld from them that ability, that ability to construct it. Bishvilcha, because of you. You know why? Because since you were Meitzar, since you had pain, you wanted so much to participate. So I'm holding them, only, no one can do it except for you. They should yedu kol Yisrael, that kol Yisrael should know. Shema yadcha eina omeid, shuv eina omeid olam. You're the only person who can do it. You have that schus. I guess it means that's your participation, right? You want to participate, so you couldn't do step number one, the money. You couldn't do step number two, the construction. You'll do the picking up. That'll be your schus. You'll participate because you want so much, you care so much to put it up. Therefore, I'm giving you the schus to pick it up. Official. And people should know about it. Whole thing. Okay. Then Moshe Rabbeinu said, I don't know how to do it. Hashem said, do it. You'll pick it up by yourself, whatever. But it'll be your kawach, your schusim, whatever, your efforts that are making it happen. Now later on, about a page later in the Tanchum, Rabbeinu says, brings also vayit in the Medrash Tanchum, chsil ha'yad ha'zitlayim ha'zos. Famous pasuk in Tehillim, David Melech says, ish bar ha'yad ha'chsil ha'yad ha'zos, that a chsil, a foolish person can't understand this. Says the Medrash, what is that referring to? So Yachal Echad Mehem Wakimo, that nobody was able to pick it up. Kedei, right? Skip the parenthesis, whatever. Kedei Shiyavo Moshe Bitor Eshalom, right? That they couldn't pick it up, so that Moshe can come in and take his schar, take his share. Vishoy Mistar Shalos Abokum Vichbak Moshe Es Hamishkan. And what does that mean? Yosef says, "What's Uchsil Yavan Azos?" What does that mean? What's this Medrash mean? What's the Gomer? Uchsil Yavan Azos Shema Shrohiu Hachachamim. Yechovin Rakimo, that the fact that the reason why that which the Chum could not pick it up, who mishum shiava Moshe vital shalom, right? The fact that they couldn't figure out, right? And if they couldn't figure what, who's the ksil? Ksil means a fool, a tipesh, right? Something's missing, a little shvachin up here. So it says, what does that mean? The pasuk was referring to the people who could not figure out, the Chum could not figure out why it could not be put up, and they couldn't figure out that it was because of the reason that Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to come take shalom. So it seems, Rabbosai, from the last medrash, it seems that it should have been pretty easy, or relatively easy, to go figure it out, right? You see, nothing's happening. They built exactly as they thought it was supposed to be built. Everything was put together properly. It was constructed, all the kelim of the Mishkan, the Krushim, the Parochas, the Kaporish, the Aron, whatever it was all built properly, at least according to their Chochmah, and the Besal and Ariyav, and all the Chachmei Reiv, and it wasn't built. So, like, why not? What's going on? I assume they probably knew, I guess it means that they probably knew that Moshe was Rabbeinu's Mistar. How come he had no chelk, I guess, and it's not clear exactly. But they should have figured out, like, what's going on? What's with these people, right? How come you can't figure it out? But they couldn't. I don't know, it doesn't say why, but they're called Ksilim, right? They should have figured it out. And there was, I don't know, it was a taina, but it was a description of analysis of their situation, like, what you should figure it out, you know? That's what the Medrash says. And they couldn't, and Pasuk is saying, he's a ksil. So Shiva Esra both say, so Mego said the Chum, okay, so the Pasuk criticized him, but it doesn't sound like, or the Shailas, I guess, what Moshe Rabbeinu himself, right? He was smarter than all of them put together, right? He was the biggest Gadol Gadar. And Lachor also, he had a greater reason to figure it out, because, like, he knows, he sees, like, he knows he was a Mistar, he feels the Tsar, he felt the Tsar before, how come I had no chelk in it, you know? And of course, he wants to have a chelk, so I put two together, Moshe Rabbeinu, now he has an Negiyah B'dav, right? He's no Gabbin, of course, now I realize why it wasn't put up, because Hashem wants me to have the schus to pick it up, like, for him it was so easy to figure, it's even easier to figure out, L'chora, that's where Shiva's Kasha. It's, I think he gave the Shmuz in 1976, I think, so it's a long time ago. Was it about 50 years ago? Almost 50 years ago. I didn't hear it then. I heard it from the notes after the tape recorder afterwards. But, both sides, that's Rosh Hashanah's Kasha. How come Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't figure it out? Right? He knows he was a Mistar. He was the one, he suffered so much for it. So he sees all the big dome can't pick it up. It's up to me to pick it up. Right? And Fakir Abosai, and Fakirt. Fakir Abosai, why couldn't he figure it out, number one? And even more than that, next step, after Hashem tells him, right, after Hashem goes and tells him, you know what's going on over here? Right, so that was the, so he should have figured out goes to the first sari head. Then Moshe Rabbeinu's Meitzar, when he hears not being picked up, he doesn't figure out why it happened. And Hashem tells him, it's because of you. It's because of you. Hashem said, I'm doing it because of you. That's why it's not, that's why you can't, that's why it wasn't able to pick up. Now the question is, right, now the question is, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he hears the fact that it's not being picked up, he should have figured out why, and he would have had so much simcha, right? If someone tells someone, you know, that all the tzar you had, you have such a tremendous lifelong goal, a tremendous goal to go ahead and pick, build the Mishkan, be part of the Mishkan, and it didn't happen. Now he says, you know, it must be because of me, right? It was so easy to figure that one out. And what he would have, it would have been so much simcha, such an agiyah to figure out, because that would have caused so much simcha. So, and it's a kosher simcha, to have a schus to go ahead and build the Mishkan, to have be making my yadi, right? What's going on? So, it's a proper simcha, proper gusha. You want to do a mitzvah, you want to be part of this mitzvah. So what's he being mistar for? If anything, just the opposite. He should have gone ahead and been happy. Because of me, I'm getting a schus. What's going on over here? Good kasha? Not my kasha. So Shiva said that is because Avada, he should have figured it out if all things would have been equal. There was one problem. He had such a tremendous tsar from the fact that it wasn't being picked up, right? The second tsar, right? The fact that it wasn't being picked up and it was sitting there, and what did we do wrong? What happened? And Klal Yisrael's waiting, and I want that Mishkan to be picked up. He was just like overwhelmed, I guess the word is, overwhelmed by that tsar. And he couldn't perceive, like he's just in pain and pain and pain. It's hurting me. I guess you might say, I can't use the words, but he might say he couldn't think straight. You know, he was overwhelmed by the tsar. It's terrible what's going on with that. You know? Now, if it wasn't for the tsar, of course he would have figured it out. But since he had so much tsar, he was in such pain. He couldn't think and tell himself, yeah, oh, I figured it out. I know why. And it's gewaldig. I'm being zocha. I'm doing a zocha to pick it up. He couldn't figure that one out. And he's not called exil for that. He's not exil. He's a man with a tsar. Because the Iker Abosai and everything we do is to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. And if I care, then if it doesn't happen, we have tsar. And it's not my ego. It's not, oh, I can do it now. No, he didn't recognize that. He didn't feel that. You know, when a person's a Rebbe, whatever, something happens and he wants so much that should happen, it's not just happen. Of course, if I'm the one zocha to be the Rashiv or to be the Muhammad or to bring a schuz, to say a beautiful shir, I want that. But that's my secondary concern. That's my secondary desire. My main desire is, I want Kavod Hashem. I want Avod Hashem. I want what Hashem wants. I want the Mishkan to be up for Kavod Shamayim. I want the Mishkan to be up that we shouldn't have made a mistake. That's what he wants. He's not looking at all. He's not looking at all at his own situation. No, and if he was, he would have easily seen it. Gevaldika, I'm so happy. It's so exciting. I want to have the schus to build the Mishkan. I want to be the one. That was not his hargasha. His hargasha was pure, 100% tsar feeling. Oy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kavod is not there. The Mishkan is not up. Maybe Klal Yisrael is not zoch. Maybe we did something wrong. Whatever the reason is, doesn't know the reason. But it caused him so much tsar that he was tufat tumult, and he couldn't figure out the thing which would have made him so happy, and he was looking forward to that. But he couldn't figure it out because he's been tsar Rabosai. Rabosai, that's what we have to do. Rabosai, we're not here for fame, for glory, for covet, whatever it might be, we're here to do what Hashem wants, and that should be our. And Moshe Rabbeinu was so obsessed, if that's the right word, so obsessed with making sure that covet Shemaim and Avodah Hashem was taken care of. Nothing else, his own ego, his own happiness, his own desires did not get in the way, and it wasn't even allowed to get in the way because he was so concerned what happened over here. That's our foremost priority. That's our obligation. That's our responsibility. That's what we have to strive to. I want HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to serve Hashem. I want what Hashem wants. I want that should happen. If it doesn't happen, he couldn't think straight. He was overwhelmed. Overwhelmed by that Hagosh of Tsar. And he couldn't figure out that it was because of his chus. Hashem did not allow him to pick it up because Hashem wanted to give him this chus. And he should, and that would make him feel so good. With all his negiyas to feel good and all that, it paled compared to the Tsar that he felt. B'shas Maisa, what he heard, and he saw the Mishkan was not put up.
I don't know how